88.1.
Hello, how you doing? This is Jessica Reedy.
Hey, Jessica Reedy. I'm doing well.
Hi.
Okay.
How you doing? Well? I'm so happy I get to call and talk to you.
I'm so glad that you called to talk to me. By the way, my name is, my radio name is The X-Man, and you're tuned in, or should I say you've called into the program called Real Gospel. And
Real Gospel.
We just heard from you, we just heard your song, Put It on the Altar.
Really? Oh, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. To God be the glory. And so to everyone listening online at WFSK.org and everyone listening to this program, Real Gospel, my name is The X-Man. This is Jessica Reedy. And for some of you who have not heard about this phenomenal new talent, you may know her from Sunday's Best. Some of you who have watched that program, but she is just a treasure in gospel music. And so, yeah, tell the listeners a little bit about your story and how Jessica Reedy ended up on the scene. I don't want to share your spotlight. I don't want to take it from you. This is about you. So talk to the people.
Well, I'm from Saginaw, Michigan. Population is about 5,000 to 6,000 people. I've been singing all my life. I lost my voice. I stopped singing when I got pregnant. Just kind of quit every dream chasing type of thing. And I got a real job. I was a technician for AT&T hooking up cable for 6 months, AT&T U-verse.
Wow.
And and every day I would tell God, Lord, I'm not quitting this job. I know this is not what you got for me. I know it's not. But I'm not quitting my job. I promise I'm not. And so I had a friend who went to Sunday Best the year before, and he said, Jessica, why don't you come to Sunday Best with me? Why don't you come to Sunday? I said, I'm not going. I'm definitely not going to Sunday Best. I'm like, dude, I can't sing anymore. I haven't sang in months. I cannot sing anymore. And he said, come on, Jessica, come on with me. Well, I said, you know what? I can't go because I have to work. I work 7 days a week. Sorry, I can't go. Well, the week before Sunday Best auditions, I got fired.
Wow.
Yeah. And my boss, he said to me, he said, listen, Jessica, your numbers are good, you know, your installations are, the numbers are great, but it just don't look like you're supposed to be here. He's like, it looks like maybe you're supposed to sell cars or something, but this isn't the job for you. He's like, so I kind of let you go. It was like a week before I was going to be in the union, so I couldn't have the union fight for me.
Wow.
So I said, wow, okay. Mind you, in Michigan, it's freezing, so I was getting frostbitten, all kind of stuff. And I was happy, but I was sad because I needed the money to take care of my son. I had an apartment. I was on my own doing my thing, and I just needed the money. Well, I got in the car. I said, DeMario, lost my job. He said, well, you can go to Sunday Best now. You can go to Sunday Best now. So I went to Sunday Best. I said, well, I'm not singing. I'll just drive y'all because his license was suspended. And excuse me, I'm at the airport, so that's why you hear all these
voices. That's okay. That is okay.
But, yeah, please forgive me. I drove him down there, and I said, well, since I'm not singing, I'm going to cut the line. Because why do I have to wait? I'm not singing. So I went all the way to the front, and I pretended like I was on the phone. I'm like, Katie. And the ladies let me walk. They said, ain't no Katie up here. So I said, okay, can y'all let me stay? It's so cold out here. I was in Washington, D.C. They gave me a number. And I said to myself, okay, well, they gave me a number. Well, I'll just, you know, sing and then sit down because I know they're not going to put me through. So I'll just sing and then I'll just sit down. Well, I sang and I never sat down. They kept saying yes. And I went higher and higher and higher. And everybody in my family, we were all in total shock. Because I had been wanting to sing all my life, and when I got pregnant, I just gave it up. I just quit. And that was a shocker. And to just, you know, to do this, you know, my pregnancy forced me to get saved. I had no peace. I had nothing. I felt empty, lonely. And during that time, I said, God, I just want to serve you. That's it. So I went to church 7 days a week. My pastor would open his church up, and I would just sit in the church for hours, just in the church. Every single day. And the whole Sunday Best thing, it shocked the heck out of me. I wasn't expecting it. It's not something I had planned, nothing I practiced for. I had no idea this was going to happen. So I'm in total amazement. That's why every time I was on the show, I cried because I knew they were going to send me home. I kept saying to myself, they're going to realize I can't sing, and they're going to send me home. And they just never sent me home. So that's where all those tears came from. I was just in amazement of God for giving me favor like he did.
Wow. That's such an inspiring story. You know, as I listen to you, you know, you got saved after you got pregnant?
Yeah. After I got pregnant, I got saved.
After you got pregnant, you got saved. And then you started going to church 7 days a week. What kind of conversations were you having with God while you were in his presence, while you were just trying to find, you know, that inner peace?
Honestly, I didn't say any words. I prayed with my heart. I was so heartbroken, I couldn't say words. I just cried.
Wow.
But inside my heart, I would just be like, help. You know, it wasn't like I didn't have a conversation for God. I was too embarrassed and ashamed of what I had done, you know. To be pregnant to me was just, it was shameful. I wasn't married. You know, my mother is a preacher. My grandfather's a pastor. And so, for me, here I am. I was voted most likely to succeed. I was honor roll student, homecoming queen at my high school. You know, all these things. And here I was. I got pregnant. I had a full scholarship to college. A full music scholarship.
Wow.
And I dropped out because I was pregnant. So I had no words for God.
Wow.
I just wanted him to accept me. That was all.
You know, and that was so inspiring about your story, because I'm a preacher's child as well. I'm a PK. So from one preacher's child to another preacher's child, I similar to yours, I had a child out of wedlock. And then finally the Lord began to deal with me in my life, and I went back to him. What words of inspiration can you give to the young ladies and the young men who are listening right now, who have made that mistake in their lives, but they feel that because of what they've done, that they can't go back to the Lord, or that they feel like because they've messed up, God won't accept them? So what words of inspiration can you give them?
The best thing I've ever done was read my Bible and find out the truth. The purpose for Jesus dying was because he saw all of this beforehand, and he paid the price with his life. So for him to already see my mistakes and see everything that I've done wrong and say, okay, she's going to lie this day, and she's going to have sex, and she's going to get pregnant on this day, and she's going to feel shameful. Lord, God, Father, here is my life. I'm paying for it, so do not hurt her. Don't judge her. I'm paying for it. I'm interceding. I'm right here. That means you're forgiven. He already knew the price is paid. Say, Jesus, I love you. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for covering me. Now direct me. Show me what to do. Show me how to be better. What people do, they put guilt and shame on you. That's why people commit suicide. They feel unloved. They feel unaccepted. And what God showed me was, look, I love you. My son, did he paid the price. I love you. Come on. Come over here. Don't let them tell you that you can't come to me. That's not the truth. Come on. Come over here, Jessica. I will embrace you. I will show you how to be a mother. I will show you how to be a good citizen in this world, a good Christian, a good sister, daughter. I will show you. Come over here. He welcomes us with open arms. It's people. And it's ourselves that get in the way of direct connect with the Holy Spirit, with God, with Jesus. It's us. So I say, move out of the way. God loves you. He loves you.
Yes,
Romans 8
yes.
and 1 says, therefore now there is no condemnation, for he is in Christ Jesus. So if you are saved, you are forgiven. He loves you, period. And there's nobody that can take that love from you. Nobody. Not your mother, your sisters, your brothers. Nobody can steal that. And anybody who try to make you feel guilty, it's a quick fix. Either they encourage you or they don't. Either they of God or they not. So recognize the devil and say, I see you, devil, and walk away. That's all. I think that's the best encouragement the Bible has given me. So if I can encourage anybody, those are the words I would say. God loves you. You are loved, period. Mm-hmm.
That's such an amazing net. This is why, Nasee listeners, this is why she is Sunday's best. She is not a fake. She's not a phony. She's not just out there singing for a quick buck because, you know, she's trying her hand at every genre of music there is, from American Idol to Sunday's best. She's the real deal. She's Jessica Reedy. Now, quickly, while I have you for a couple more minutes, let's talk about what does it feel like to perform in front of Mary and Kirk Franklin, and who are those? It's three judges, right? Mary and Kirk Franklin, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
What's that like?
BB.
Okay, and BB, that's right, BB Winans, Pastor Winans, that's right. What's that like?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was so amazing. Like, my heart was pounding, like, God, I can't do this. I was on panic mode every day. I could not believe they would just be walking around, hey, Jessica. I'm like, oh, well, hello.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Even now, I was in the studio with Warren Campbell.
Wow.
That's Erica's husband.
Yes.
From Mary. And she walked in. I said, oh, well, hi.
Wow.
It never gets old for me, and I'm grateful that it doesn't.
Yes.
I'm grateful that I can enjoy these moments as they come to me with the fullness that they come in. I am grateful. This experience, this life is amazing. The Christian walk is amazing. It's lonely because you have discernment, and so therefore who you would have trusted, you can't.
Yes.
Because you can see now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lonely life sometimes.
Yes.
But, oh my gosh, the benefits, the pros outweigh the cons.
Yes.
It's worth it. It's worth it. I'm telling you, I love what I do. I love being able to tell people about Jesus and know what I'm talking about. And I've had conversations with people who have read every book, all the Bibles, the Quran, the, you know, everything. And they say, well, your God, this and that. Well, how you know he's real? I said, I've experienced him. That's the only proof I got. I said, we can go back and forth with these words or what people say. I said, I have experienced God for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and if there's no other believers in this world, I believe. I have experienced God firsthand. And so I am just, I recommend this to anybody. Christianity is cool. I recommend it. I say you try it. Hey, if it don't work out for you, fine. But give it a good try. It'll change your life. It is amazing.
It is.
Absolutely amazing.
It most definitely is. And you are a treasure, and you will definitely be around for years to come. You have our support here at this radio station. By the way, we broadcast from the historic campus of Fisk University here in Nashville, Tennessee. The next time you're in Nashville, which will be soon, I know for a fact that you'll be here for the Stellars. I know for a fact that you will win at least one Stellar Award.
That's
I prophesy to you right now. In the name of Jesus, it's already done.
Amen.
You remember that on this program, that on Real Gospel with the X-Man, that Elder Exum A. Lawson told you, Jessica Reedy, that you will walk away with at least one Stellar Award. You remember that. And to God be the glory. If you ever get the opportunity to come by and visit us here on the campus of Fisk University, the students here, the hundreds of students here would love to meet you and greet you. And that's the beauty of this radio station, is that not only do we broadcast to the entire city of Nashville, but we have a strong presence online, and that when you do come by here, there are so many students that you can greet and take photos with. So you're always welcome.
I would love to meet them.
You're always welcome. You're always welcome. By the way, would you like to say good morning to your pastor or to anyone that may be listening to this?
I want to say good morning to everyone who loves God. Your love for God loves me. It helps me, because unconsciously you say the right things to encourage my day. So shout out to my pastor, my mother, but everybody who loves God, thank you for loving on the Lord and being obedient. Because unconsciously you do the right thing. Thank you. I love you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much for existing.
Now, what's your pastor's name and what's your parents' name?
My pastor's name is Pastor Hopgood, Maurice Hopgood. My mother is Mary Reedy. My father passed away, but hey, Dad.
Okay.
You know, my grandmother, the Dorseys, I love y'all so much.
Okay.
I love y'all so much. Light Records, hello. My manager, Phil Thornton. I got a great team.
You do.
Oh, my gosh.
You do. They made this happen for us. Thank you so much. Her name is Jessica Reedy. Where can they find your music?
Oh, my CD comes out September 27th. I have a single that's available on iTunes July 12th, my birthday. Happy birthday. I'm on Twitter. I got a website, JessicaReedyMusic.com. I'm on Facebook, Jessica Reedy. So, and I talk back, so whoever want to talk, let's have a conversation about the Lord.
Thank you so much, Jessica.